Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Daily Dirt, Ross for Patty.
Congratulations to Kate Upton, who landed at number one on this year's Maxim magazine's Hot 100.
Yay!
Yes, there's two good reasons, too. The issue will be out June 19th.
That was terrible.
Well, sorry.
Can't do that, but don't you know what's going on?
Sorry. 72nd annual...
You got no clue, do you? It's all going right past you.
What?
Go ahead.
72nd annual Tony Awards will be handed out Sunday. Josh Groban.
We used to work together in the 80s. Don't mean you got to act like it.
Like it's still the 80s?
Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles are the hosts, with CBS carrying the big event live. You'll see performances from all the nominated musicals. Most nominations, Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical. They have 12 nominations each. Plus, Bruce Springsteen is getting a special Tony, introduced by Billy Joel. Ought to be good. And the New York Post says, afterwards, Andrew Lloyd Webber has agreed to be a DJ at the After Awards show at the Cafe Carlisle.
Wow.
He's 70 years old. How cool is that?
By the way, the host, Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles.
Yes.
Two of the nicest people I've ever worked with.
Oh.
Both of them.
And funny. Groban's funny.
Yeah, he's kind of funny. Yeah. She's very sweet.
Okay.
What else you got?
Going to the movies this weekend.
Who
Sandra...
else you going to piss off?
Sandra Bullock and her all-female Ocean's 8 crew will be the box office winners. They'll probably take in between $33 and $38 million.
Tread lightly. Yes. Tread lightly for these women.
And
what do you got to say about them, Ross? They got the big ones.
And Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins says he wants to do a new version of the song Danger Zone for the upcoming sequel, Top Gun Maverick. No word on whether he's going to do Danger Zone or an updated version of the other song he wrote for the movie, which was Playing with the Boys, when they're playing shirtless volleyball. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
He's trying to even it up now.
He told TMZ he'd seen Tom Cruise on the set of The Tonight Show, and Tom told Kenny that he planned to put him on the film in some capacity.
Poor Kenny
we'll
Loggins. He doesn't know. You can't trust Tom Cruise.
You can't.
Right, Brad?
Yes, he can't. He's
you
following,
know him.
He's following Tom Cruise around all over Hollywood right now.
I love Kenny Loggins. He's got the, you think you can get me in that movie? And I've been kind of, my career's been kind of quiet for a while here. And every time I do one of those songs, you know, the movie's very popular.
Let's hear it for the boys.
All right, sorry.
Danger Zone.
Let's see what happens there.
And finally, Kate Middleton's little sister, Pippa, is pregnant. She's 34 years old. She's married to James Matthews. That's showbiz news, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Unscathed.
I was hoping for a dirty Pippa Middleton comment from Ross then. A bit disappointed with that one, Ross. You didn't bring it home, baby.
I can do one more story if you want.
No, that's fine. Louie just brought in a bulletin and just kind of knocked me back a little bit here. I like this guy. Anthony Bourdain, travel star on CNN, committed suicide at the age of 61.
Wow.
Man, 61 years old.
What was wrong in his life that made him commit suicide?
I guess I don't want to make the mistake of assuming that what you see is what you get. But if you've ever watched him on TV, he's kind of cocky, a little cocky, very confident.
Yeah.
Good-looking guy, healthy.
Yeah.
I just thought.
Mission-driven. He always had a mission, you know.
For those of you who don't know him, he has a show on CNN called, Parts Unknown.
Yeah. And then before that, he was doing the show called No Reservations.
On Travel Channel.
Right.
Which launched him as a TV personality.
He was just great on TV. There was something about him. And he just seems, he was a little irreverent, very honest,
yes,
kind of curious, which is a trait that I really admire.
Yes.
And just seemed like a great guy. He had this magnetism when you saw him on television. You like to hang out with him.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you wanted to be his best friend.
Yeah. Anthony Bourdain.
Such a shame.
Then he was 61, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. They say he was a master of his crafts, first in the kitchen, then in the media. That's just something. Yeah. Died this morning in Paris. They found him in France in his hotel room.
Wow.
Holy cow.
It's been a very strange week with Kate Spade and now this.
Yeah. Whew, man. What a combo. 7:52 here at CBS FM. We just told, before Koechner left, we mentioned it to him, and he was kind of like knocked back a little bit, too.
Yeah, he was blown away.
Got to do a big shout-out to the dads of the 8th grade graduating class of Greenwich Catholic School. They got a big pancake breakfast for the kids as they get ready to graduate. They got the dads in there with the aprons on.
Nice.
That'll be you pretty soon, Brad.
I've got my pre-K graduation this morning.
Oh, really?
Wow. For Clementine, yeah. Oh, yeah? So it's a song and dance show, and yeah, that'll be good.
Enjoy. How old is Clementine now?
She's 4.
Wow.
And it's funny because they have 3 kids.
That's right.
Have 3 children, and the two of them are pretty normal, well-behaved.
Yes.
And Clementine, when she comes around, havoc breaks
out.
Yeah,
she's a devil. She's a devil.
She's a wild child.
She's a femme fatale, I call her. She wrecks my sleep. She wrecks my relationship with my wife. I don't get to cuddle my wife or even talk to her. Clementine will steal all the attention.
She's just making sure there's not going to be a 4th baby. That's what she's doing.
She's doing a good job.
Yeah, that's right. Well, my wife, yeah, she wants the 4th, so there's some moments where I get tackled in the bathroom.
Yankees and the Mets. I'm moving on. Wow. Yankees and the Mets kick off the Subway Series at Citi Field tonight, 7:10. Tanaka against DeGrom tonight on the mound. 3 games. I got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Is DeGrom auditioning for the Yankees, Lou? Is that what's happening tonight?
No, yeah. Hey, he's in a bad enough.
All right, don't say that please. To him.
Don't rub it in.
Oh, DeGrom would look good in pinstripes.
Stop.
So Brad, 3 games and maybe 5 hits for the total of all games, right?
Stop.
Leave him alone. Hey, he's had enough misery. 6 in a row. Bad enough.
All right.
He had
fine.
A great April.
It's great. That's over.
Yeah, I know. Yes. It was great, though.
150th running of the Belmont Stakes tomorrow. Justify the favorite to win. Will he pull it off for sure?
Well, I hope so. Best horse in the race. There's no worries about that. But it's a nerve-wracking experience. It's the Big Sandy, they called Belmont. It's a long way to run for a horse. And it'll be out in the lead, and they'll be coming from behind for Justify. So very nervous for Bob Baffert.
If I had to pick a horse to run second, if I wanted to go 1 and 2, what do they call that?
They call it the wise guy horse. It'll move in money. It'll be backed in. Will be Hofberg. Hofberg is what
Hofberg. Yeah. All right. I appreciate that.
Yep.
I like all that inside information. Yeah.
I love Bob Baffert. I love that guy. I just...
He's the white-haired trainer.
That's right. He's a legend. He would go well.
He looks like Brad a little bit.
Does he really?
No, he looks more like Ross.
He does.
Hey. In case you missed the news this morning, chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain found in his hotel room in France early this morning, passed away.
That's so sad.
Took his own life. He was 61 years old. You know what's great about him? When you watch him on that CNN show, he could tell a story. Oh, yeah. I don't care what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm glued like this.
Yeah, he's a storyteller. Yeah.
He has a great vocabulary and a great style of kind of like, you know, keeping you interested in what he's talking about. What he did was, for those of you that have ever seen his show, he travels around the world. And he said something one time that it was very, I don't know, thought-provoking for me personally. And he says, you know what? It keeps you humble because as you travel around the world, you figure out how insignificant you are or just how different everybody is around different countries.
Yeah.
Now, Brad was telling me that the girlfriend that he's been with for a while here.
Asia Argento.
That's right, yeah, the actress. And
she's one of the 3 big accusers in the trial coming up, right?
Of Harvey Weinstein, right. Yeah. I mean, she allegedly said she was ran into some issues with Harvey Weinstein back in the late 90s, and she went out and made a film about it, and she just recently got up at Cannes Film Festival and said a very inspiring speech and against Harvey Weinstein, and Bourdain has supported her the whole the last 2 years, which has been marvelous. From his Instagram, he's just been besotted with this lady and her courage to come out against Harvey Weinstein.
He's very supportive of her.
Yeah, very.
And he also came out because he was really good friends with Mario Batali, and he said I forget how the statement went, but it indicated that he was very sorry that he stood by while some of that was going on and didn't call him on it.
Well, he said they weren't his stories to tell.
Right. Yeah, that's the way he put it. Yeah. Yeah. Weren't my stories to tell. But I think in retrospect, he thinks that perhaps...
He probably should have...
Yeah. At least taken...
Stop them.
You know, I don't know if it does any good to take somebody aside in that situation, but...
Probably not, but still... You wish you had.
There's a big deal going on at Louie Louie's place.
What?
His 4-year-old daughter, Alexandra, has been taking dance lessons. Aww.
I have some of the most adorable photographs of her I have ever seen in my life.
So, was it Saturday or Sunday?
It's tomorrow. Triple Essence Dance Studio. They have the big recital at the College of Staten Island.
Oh. Wow.
It's Alexandra's big time debut. Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal.
I bet it's sold out, because I can remember those are always popular.
Yeah.
Everybody goes.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, here's the deal, though. Alexandra is a bit of a...
has her own mind.
She's an individual young lady.
Free spirit, we like to call
her. Free spirit. So when they're teaching them the dance, right, she's 4, she jumps out in front of everybody and does her own thing.
That's right.
I'm not feeling that music. I'm feeling this.
I'm feeling this. You do that. I'm doing this. Well, this is what's so funny. They were doing the rehearsals. I guess some of the parents thought she was so cute.
They gave her a standing ovation. She just did whatever she wanted during the routine. Nothing like what everyone else was doing. But she was so cute doing it, everybody was just so happy. So they gave her like a little freestyle portion of the show now. So
she's like the sideshow.
She's going to jump in front at one point and do whatever she wants.
So that they incorporated it into the act.
Yes.
But the thing about it is, John, I don't know if you remember these from when your daughter was young. There's always, when you go to one of those dance recitals,
there's
always one of the girls or one of the boys, because I've seen boys
in them too. Sure,
but one of them will wave to their parents.
Yeah, they just wave.
Hi, mommy. Hi, dad. Or they look around,
or they start to cry.
Or you
or
hear
they get
this.
Stage fright, or they just don't move.
Or you hear this from the only boy. I gotta go pee pee.
It's true. You hear everything.
Well, yes. Good luck to Alexandra. Oh my God. Yeah, she does. She runs around. Everybody else is standing in line, right?
Yeah.
They all have their line. They're shaking their little tail feathers, and she's running around doing her own dance.
What's her costume like?
It's pink and blue with sparkles, and she has a little top hat in her.
Well, we got to watch that video on Monday.
Can't wait. I cannot wait.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Louie's lovely daughter was featured in a big deal over the weekend, right, Lou?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she was precious.
She was in her dance recital, and how adorable was that? She's freeform. I love that.
Remember we told you everybody else is dancing in the line. She likes the freeform.
She does her little solo on the side.
She did it exactly the way we thought she was going to do it. The second the lights went on, she jumped up out of formation and just started wandering. She's running through the lines and waving a little fan she had.
Wandering and twirling and dancing.
Did she wave to her mother like a lot of them do?
No, she was too focused on flying.
She's into the dance,
she's like,
Scott.
She thinks she's an
airplane. Too professional to do that.
Yeah. But wait a minute now. What did she win there?
She won a Star Award for one of the breakout people of the night.
See?
Yeah.
See,
she had
good.
The most fun on stage.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you want. That's the one you want to get, Louie. Congratulations to her. 4 years old, got her first big star award.
So adorable.
Marching to the beat of her own drum, that's for sure.
One day I'll be watching Idol, Right?
And there she will be. And
this is me when I was four, and I won my first big award. Now here I am.
10 years later.
On American Idol.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.